Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, as we trudge through Thanksgiving week, or pre-Thanksgiving week, or during Thanksgiving week. This was an interesting email. Riley from Oakland writes, "My doctor is out of town this week, so I can't get my Xanax filled. I fly out tomorrow and have severe flight anxiety. Can you refill my prescription?" No, I cannot. I am not here to refill prescriptions, especially something like that, like a controlled substance. But this is some serious stuff. Flight anxiety. Have we even talked about flight anxiety? I think we talked about phobias. But have we really talked about how to handle flight anxiety? So let's talk about that, all right? I want to know, because I guess there's a big nor'easter coming, and that's supposed to mess up a lot of flights on Wednesday, and the majority of people fly out on Wednesday because they have to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, unlike me and a lot of other people that have to also work on Friday and Saturday and all that. But that's okay. I want you guys to have your, you need your breaks. I think that's important. It's just so frustrating that everybody's traveling at the same time. I think it's so much easier when everybody celebrates Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah at different times. You know, I would love to celebrate Hanukkah in June, okay? Because then everything is cheaper. It makes the summer go by a little quicker. And I get to then spend Christmas time celebrating Christmas. You know, it's really hard to go, okay, well, you know, we can't do the Christmas tree because we have the menorah. Okay, this way we can do the Christmas tree. And then in June we do the menorah. But it just doesn't work that way. Okay, so a bunch of you guys are getting ready to jump on the plane. And even my office, you need to fill my Xanax. I need my Xanax. Is that what everybody's on? What do you guys do for flight anxiety? If you don't take Xanax, What do you do? What are your tricks? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Budget Travel has offered some insight into ways to ease flight anxiety. And one of you had written first class, travel first class. No. Okay, that's not realistic. We need realistic ways to beat flight anxiety, okay? I cannot afford first class. The average person cannot afford first class. It's ridiculous. So, no. Please teach us something that's useful. Okay, so they say, according to budgettravel.com, one, give your phobia a name, okay? They say, figure out what triggers your fear in the first place is an important first step toward conquering flight anxiety. So, what is it? Is it the turbulence? Is it that you're nervous during a takeoff? Is it that you don't want to fly because you're worried about germs? They say the common denominator for more than 90% of flight phobics is the fear that they will become overwhelmed with anxiety during the flight. It's not that the plane's going to crash. Is they're worried they're going to freak out on the plane. One of you wrote me that you're afraid you're going to throw up on the plane and be quarantined for Ebola. So, I mean, no wonder you guys are freaking out. All right? I mean, that's some pretty scary stuff. Dr. Seif, a clinical psychologist who runs the Freedom to Fly program at the Anxiety and Phobia Treatment Center in White Plains, New York. Oh, we have an affiliate of White Plains. Yay! Says you need to recognize, you know, it kind of helps to recognize that your phobia is irrational, but you need to pinpoint the cause of your fear before you take that step. So if you're like, oh, I don't like to fly, well, why is it? Is it because somebody sat next to you and groped you? Is it because you like to smoke and you can't smoke on the 8-hour travel time? Is it because you have irritable bowel syndrome? See, that's me. I have irritable bowel syndrome. And I'm very, very constipated a lot of times, and I'm very, very bloated. So I'm afraid I have to sit on a plane and then toot. And I don't want to do that because it's a plane. And when you're a coach and you're sitting among a bunch of people, you're like, okay, well, how am I going to sit on a plane and not toot? And so I have anxiety about that. I don't need to take a medicine and I still fly, but what I do is I go through a whole routine in the morning to make sure I poop and do everything I need to, so hopefully I don't get the constipation. Is that too much information? Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. What do you do for flight anxiety? Next, they say familiarize yourself with airplane noises. Okay, if you think just the airplane noise is going to trigger, try to desensitize yourself to some of these noises. They say eHotels.com has a list of common in-flight sounds. But of course, if you could see a psychologist before you flight, that's the best. But if you don't have time, these are some things you could do. You could also check turbulence forecast. Apparently, there's something called TurpCast. It's on iTunes, but it's $1.99. It was designed by a pilot, and it analyzes weather patterns that a pilot would, I guess, have. I don't know. I didn't know you could actually guess the turbulence. I thought that was kind of like a secret. Then bring a photo of your destination. So let's say you're going to the in-laws. Never mind. Okay. That's a very bad idea. You know what? Hawaii. Let's say you're flying to Hawaii for things. You know what? I don't know what to tell you guys. You know what? Do this. The turkey. Okay? If you like the turkey, you don't like turkey either. I can't help you guys. They say try to skip the coffee and the wine. If you have I know. Listen. I didn't make these rules up. This is for budget travel. No coffee, no wine. A lot of people want to drink before they get on the plane. The problem is sometimes that can actually make you more anxious. They say have a light meal pre-flight, some water. They say carry along a light snack like carrot sticks, nuts, or an apple. Oh, hell no. Five flight anxiety, I'm going to bring chocolate. Now, make sure you have this is what I always recommend. Make sure you have your iPhone or a iPad or something that has a whole bunch of games. Make sure you have a whole bunch of games and you don't run out of men. Make sure you have a movie, things like that, okay? Because you want to look forward to watching that movie. It can't be the same movie you guys always watch, okay? Something you're really, really excited about. Let the flight attendants know as you're boarding. Go, look, you know what? I just want to let you know. I get a little nervous, okay? Okay? And then make sure you have some relaxation remedies, some, you know, biofeedback, some peppermint tea, some chamomile, but just, you know, please don't overdose on Valium and Xanax. 1-877-DOC-DALY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of you asked me to talk more about anxiety with Black Friday than flying. So I guess you're not flying, but you're anxious about Black Friday. Why? You think you're going to get trampled? That's some pretty scary stuff. If you think, that's scary stuff. All right, I remember there was at Walmart a couple years back, one of the security guards got trampled and killed on Black Friday. That's absolutely ridiculous. So I always tell my patients and my listeners and my family to completely avoid the crowds. I don't see how people running in and grabbing, I mean, what's going to be on sale? What are going to be the door busters that are, I mean, is it really worth the, you know, putting your life on the line or, you know, I don't know, spraining an ankle or a knee just to get $10 off an Xbox? I don't know what the deals are, but there is a lot of anxiety about Black Friday. When I hear people talk about Black Friday, I'm like, I just think suckers, you know, because I've seen too many times prices go up. So very, very interesting. So we have a lot of little tips that we're getting. All right. And I can't, you know, verify if this is really what's happening because I'm not interested in a lot of these products. But for those of you, these may help. So apparently BGR is a website that's talking about Black Friday do's and don'ts. There's the best and worst deals. Okay. So I guess rather be shopping, put together a list of the best and worst deals for this year's Black Friday. All right. They said avoid trying to find a high quality television on Black Friday. There's going to be plenty of sales for the second tiers, but the big brand names won't get significant discounts. So they say you should hold off if you're looking for a TV that will last you for years. I guess don't. Yeah, I really can't see you guys running around with a big, huge TV during a Black Friday thing. I would say be careful because you're going to trip and fall and it's going to break. Rather Be Shopping also recommends holding off buying a DSLR camera until February when all the new DSLR cameras have gone on sale after the Consumer Electronics Show. And then you could get a great deal on older models. So for those of you into cameras, I don't know if that'll help. All right, so what should you be buying on Black Friday? They say you should be able to get some good deals on Apple products and go to a third-party retailer and not one of the Apple's stores. I don't know. See, here's the problem I have with Apple, because I have Apple products, and I can't stand where every year or every 6 months something better comes, and you feel like whatever you have is obsolete, because I don't want to feel like obsolete. I don't think that's the smartest marketing plan. Even though they're doing pretty well as a company, you don't want users to think that they're always going to be inferior because you have something new. Yeah, it may, you know, drive up people getting the iPhone 4 and iPhone 5, iPhone 6, but the rest of us who are done and completely sick of this, we're just going to stick with our regular iPhone, which, and my iPhone really blows right now, and I'm thinking about switching over. And I understand Apple, you know, is a much, you know, more successful company than most out there, but I don't like that it makes me feel inferior, all right? I understand I don't have the iPhone 6, don't make me feel bad. The other thing that I found very odd is we wanted to window shop, and apparently for these iPhone stores, there's now security. And there's a line. So it was really cold outside, and you had to stand outside in a line to get into the Apple store. Now, I understand that, you know, they don't want people running in and jumping and stealing things, and I get that. But if you have to stand out line outside in the cold, all right, it's going to make you kind of, you know, go somewhere else. So just be prepared that there may be lines, all right? They say, let me see here, the discounts last year was $40 off the iPad Air and iPad 2, $21 off the iPod Touch, $101 off the MacBook Air. So, I mean, that's good. You know, budget laptops, maybe, you know, you may be able to get some good deals. But here's the thing, all right? I recommend before anybody starts to go out and venture and put their life on the line, you know, getting beat up at a Black Friday market, is to, you know, do your homework. Okay, look at what's online and shop online first, or compare prices. Okay, know what you're doing. You know, what my husband wanted to, you know, get like the Assassin's Creed Call of Duty Xbox One thing for the family. Okay, and then I looked at the price. I'm like, what? That's expensive. So, you know, we're like, well, do we go into Best Buy? And I'm like, wait a second, let me make sure it's not cheaper elsewhere. And we looked and we looked, you know, before you start dealing with the lines. And, you know, I was like, gosh, that's a lot of money. You know, man. I mean, remember, you know, for Hanukkah or Christmas, you know, an Atari set was huge. We didn't get Atari. We couldn't afford it. That was just too expensive a gift for us at the time to have for that. And so, you know, we were like, well, let's all put money in, let's all whatever. I mean, it was just, remember? I mean, and now it's like, oh, my gosh. You know, people are just gulping that up. Crazy. So anyway, look, make sure you get, make sure you know what you're paying. If you could get it cheaper elsewhere. But be careful of some of these other internet sites that you don't recognize, if you don't recognize the name and you can't verify who they are, be very, very careful too. Okay? Make sure your PayPal account is up to date. Make sure your passwords. I would definitely recommend that you guys are checking your passwords. This is a very, very hot time for hackers because it's a very confusing, chaotic time. All right? People are buying and rushing to buy, etc. Well, for example, I was trying to buy something online from one of the websites. I don't want to say who, and luckily they did good. And they said free shipping. So I'm like, yay, free shipping. I mean, as long as I get something free, I'm happy. Even though the stuff was probably overpriced, I didn't care. But and I price shopped, and it was cheaper than anywhere else. So great. I hit the free shipping. All of a sudden, at the end, it said $43 for shipping. I'm like, no, I'm supposed to have free shipping. I used the code. It's all over the website. What the hell? $43? $43 is already like two or three stockings all stuffed up. What the hell? I can't spend $43 on shipping. To heck with that. I'll just go shopping online. Well, luckily I wrote them and they said, don't worry, the shipping is going to be taken off. But you see, these are the things that you got to be careful for. I'm not saying they did that on purpose, but, you know, watch for that kind of stuff. If you are going to shop online, make sure you go and coupon code. Click open another window and find coupon codes because most of these companies have coupon codes either for free shipping, etc., but not on the website. You have to go to RetailMeNot or somethingcoupons.com or whatever. Then you get to put the coupon code and that coupon code works. That's probably one of my favorite things about the internet. You guys post up coupon codes, which are really, really cool. Okay, participate in email alerts. They say, if you get on the email, they love the fact that they can advertise with you and drag you back in. So get in on their email alerts. But this is also what's very, very interesting. Okay? One of my patients taught me this, and they're right. You know how you buy something, and then after you finish buying it, you immediately get a coupon saying, look, $10 off your next order, $20 off your next order. So what you may want to do is if you are online shopping, and I know this is more for a Black Monday, but it doesn't matter because you can online shop whenever. Don't buy everything at once because you may get that coupon as soon as you... another thing is sometimes you think about buying and you decide not to. As you're leaving, they go, wait a second, can we entice you with a coupon? So, I get so mad. I just, you know, sent a sympathy wreath. As soon as I finished, they said, boom, $20 off your next order. And I'm like, well, I could have used that $20 for the first, what? You know, now you're like, well, should I buy more flowers? Who am I going to buy flowers for? Okay, so, and then know your budget. Okay, you need to go in there. I live in Las Vegas. And so the one thing we learn in Las Vegas is do not walk into a casino without knowing the exact amount of money you have and what money you could spend, okay? Because otherwise, you're going to gamble, and then you're going to use a credit card or you're going to use one of the electronic cards, etc. So you need to know when to hold them. You need to know when to fold them. You need to know when to walk away. You need to know when to run. All right, anyway, so you need to know. So if you're going to walk into a store and you have $2,000 on your credit card, I say just turn around and go right back or bring your wife. Bring your wife. Okay, she may want to spend. Okay, what you need to do is you need to go, okay, you know what, I'm walking into Best Buy, or I'm walking into Toys R Us, or I'm walking into, I don't know, the Dr. Dahlia Clinic, and I am only going to buy X amount. I'm not selling anything in the clinic. But anyway, okay? Know your return policies. Some of these return policies say, sorry, no return. And you're like, wait a second, there's supposed to be a return policy. So don't buy anything without a return, all right? And then make sure you have a wish list. You will be walking by and there'll be something to the side going, a deodorant holder, a cute deodorant holder. And you're like, we need this. Why the hell do you need a deodorant holder? Your deodorant should be hidden in a drawer in your bathroom. Okay? Or it should be just laying on top where you trip over it. So, deodorant holder. And then cash may not be a bad idea to bring cash because some of these stores will open up a cash line. So you could bypass the line, this is from heavy.com, and go into the cash line if you have cash. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Know the day I was born. What book is this? Yeah, that's the hard part about being in a studio. You really don't have a lot of Kleenex around. But thank God I'm kind of, you know, wearing them in my, I have a lot of Kleenex in my bra. Not to stuff my bra. It really holds a lot. You know, there was a study that came out saying if you have big boobs, it could lower your self-esteem and cause eating disorders. Also, if you have uneven breasts, Yeah, so there was a study. There's two subjects here. You got the big breasts, and then you got the uneven breasts. I mean, I think I'm relatively even. My bra straps are never aligned, but if I ever actually put some attention to the bra straps, I'm sure my breasts are fairly even. I mean, nothing is really exact in science. Each butt cheek is different. Each elbow is different. You know, even though your eyes kind of look the same, nothing is completely symmetrical except maybe, you know, maybe a twin. But even some twins are kind of different, too. But anyway, so, okay, why would we have an eating disorder if you have large breasts? Well, just from a personal level, you know, I'll be eating a cookie. Like, for example, I was eating, somebody dropped off a basket, and it had some sort of a chocolate peanut butter thing. And while I was eating it, it started to kind of crumble and fall. Well, it fell on my chest. And did I throw it out? No. I picked it up off my shirt, because it was on my shirt, right? And I ate it. I mean, my shirt's supposed to be clean. And so I don't miss a crumb. You know, a lot of times when you guys eat, like remember Cookie Monster, wham, 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 wham. You know, so the whole cookie would completely fall all over the place. When you have big breasts, like me, you catch all the food. And I come from a family who came from the Depression era where you don't waste any food. So I learned to eat whatever was on my shirt. And so that is probably why my weight is not as tiny as it should be. Okay, I'm a little bit more curvy than the average person, and that's probably why. Okay, so maybe it's an eating disorder. I don't know. Now, they say teenage girls with uneven or abnormally large breasts should be offered corrective surgery, according to experts. They say girls with asymmetric breasts have poor emotional well-being and lower self-esteem than their peers. Okay? They also have issues with eating and interacting socially. And the negative impact on mental health, they say, is just as damaging for girls who have a mild difference in breast size. So it was the first study of its kind looking at breast size and macromastia. Macromastia is a condition that causes abnormally large breasts. All right. A team of doctors at Boston Children's Hospital found that early medical interventions like weight control, mental health counseling, even surgery could help young women struggle with that, especially if they have asymmetric breasts. Okay. So one of you had asked me a long time ago that your daughter, I guess, had wanted to get a breast augmentation because all her friends were doing it. And, you know, you wanted me to kind of clarify what happens to a teenage girl when that happens. Here's the thing. If I had a daughter, I don't. I got sons. But if I had a daughter who had, like, a difference in a couple cup sizes, shall we say, you know, or at least one, you know, bra cup size, it's very cosmetic. And I would probably allow her to get that fixed. What about somebody who is small or they believe they're small? Should I allow my daughter to get an augmentation? In my family, we have breast cancer, so I would tell her hell to the no, because I would want to make sure there is nothing obscuring her later ultrasound, mammogram views, etc. So if she did not have cosmetic issues, and she just was smaller, which is kind of hard for me to comprehend, because, I mean, honestly, the women in my family, we all really needed reductions. I mean, it was really ridiculous. We were smacking each other around and bruised. That's why, you know, the child abuse laws of today, all right, they probably came from what happened in my family. Because you were really beat up. You know, most of the women in my family could not breastfeed because they would suffocate the child. So, I never really put the thought if we actually had a daughter who would be, unfortunately, on the smaller side and need augmentation. But, you know, for me, I would probably get her some counseling and tell her, first of all, no, we're not going to be spending $5,000 on a boob job for you. Second, I'd say, look, if you're having self-esteem issues, let's go to a counselor. Oh, Mom, no. If you're having self-esteem issues, let's find out. I mean, what are you upset about with your body? I would also probably get her there's people that help dress you, and I would probably have her try on certain clothes that a person with large breasts can't wear. For those of us that are larger, there's a lot of things we can't wear. I was looking at some of the things at the MTV Awards. Okay, there is no way I could ever wear something like that. But if you were smaller breasted, you could. So I would want to teach her what her advantages are. But from a medical standpoint, I would say don't get any implants in there that you don't need so that when you do have to get mammogrammed or ultrasounded, it's not obscuring things. Even though most implants need to be changed out every 10 years, she's 16, she's going to be 26. I want to make sure she can still examine herself, know what's going on, and have tests done that need to be. Even though we can mammogram people with implants, we can, it's been done, I would just be like, no, I want to make sure they have a full canvas to look at. And she would hate me, and, you know, I'd say, or I would donate part of my breast tissue to her. I would maybe do that. Okay, anyway, if you have a daughter with uneven breasts or issues where she's having back pain, etc., absolutely, corrective surgery could help. It's kind of scary to think you're going to, you know, have your daughter go and do that, but it's definitely an option. Now, this was an interesting study. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. They say if you sleep naked, it could cut your risk of diabetes. Did you know that? They say 1 in 3 adults sleep naked, according to a study by U.S. experts. They say if you sleep naked, you burn calories and it improves your sleep quality. Plus, you seem to, I guess, have more frisky moments. They say Marilyn Monroe only wore Chanel No. 5. Donald Duck never had pants. So let me see. 1 in 3 adults sleep nude. Is it because you're cold? If you're a little cold at night, your core temperature needs to drop. Then I guess your blood vessels have to open up, release heat. You need to try to warm yourself. So that may actually up a little bit of your metabolism. See, I can't sleep nude because I think my husband would completely freak out and get scared and have nightmares. So I completely cover up. Russell Foster, professor of circadian neuroscience at the University of Oxford, says ditching nightwear may improve your slumber. If you wear lots of bed clothes, it's going to be more difficult to regulate your temperature, so wear the least you can get away with. Now, I noticed going through my, you know, hot flashes and the other crap I have to go through, I noticed the less I wear, the better I do sleep. I need to be a little on the cold side, and I sleep better. And we talked about that. Being a little bit on the cold side, you sleep. But again, I can never do that to you, the family, the cats, the dogs, the kids. I couldn't make them do that. Okay. They say the temperature to lower. Let me see what else is going on from a metabolism standpoint. They say women are also more likely to suffer with cold hands and feet during certain points in the menstrual cycle because estrogen regulates peripheral blood vessels. And so people who tend to feel the cold at night may have circulation issues. But if you don't have circulation issues and you have to go through the whole vasodilation, etc., we need to try that. We need to do a test of sleeping naked, and it's cold, okay? We're coming into the cold time of year. We need to do a test to see if you really lose weight. Sleep, oh, I can't do that. That is so hard. There's got to be something we could do where, because here's my thing, too. You know, I have a gun next to the bed. I mean, if there's a bad guy, I need to be able to do the whole, you know, Charlie's Angels thing. I can't do that if I'm not dressed. I gotta figure that out. Maybe I could wear one of those, Hunger Game outfits that, are thin. I could do that. By the way, I didn't give you guys my review on Interstellar and The Mockingjay. Interstellar, it was too loud. The music was too loud. So I didn't understand a lot of that was going on. And I was kind of confused. But it was okay. It was cool. The Hunger Games, The Mockingjay, this was the worst of the three movies. I understand they have to build up to another. But they really, really kind of did a lot of lovey-dovey stuff in there. And it wasn't a lot of action. Okay, that's my review. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Your life and stay your moment long.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, you know, I not my favorite food. Not my favorite food at all, but they say yogurt may reduce type 2 diabetes. Uck. All right. According to the British Medical or BMC Medicine, it says it is linked to lower risk for type 2 diabetes, which affects about 366 million people worldwide. And they think it's going to be probably half our population by the year 2030. In the new study, they say other forms of dairy like milk and cheese did not offer the same protection as yogurt. All right, why yogurt? Well, the study looked at 41,000 participants from the health professionals follow-up study, which included male dentists, pharmacists, veterinarians, osteopathic physicians, podiatrists. Then they took 67,000 from the nurses' health study and 85,000 from the nurses' health study, too. Participants were queried every 2 years about their, I guess query means ask questions. That's a good word. I don't use the word query. Did you query him about his medication list? See, that's kind of a nice big word. Participants were queried every 2 years, but they were queried every 2 years about their dietary habits and followed up for 30 years to determine their health outcomes. Over 15,000 of the three studies participants, boy, there's a lot of numbers, developed diabetes. All right, there was no correlation between the dairy consumption. However, if they ate yogurt, it significantly lowered the risk of diabetes. This was true even after controlling factors linked to diabetes like BMI, etc. The team then pulled in data from previous studies to add to theirs and calculated that 28 grams of yogurt per day was linked to an 18% lower risk of type 2. Okay, what does all that mean? I don't know. Okay, maybe it's the probiotics. The probiotics in yogurt, maybe it'll help insulin sensitivity. Maybe it reduces inflammation. I don't know. And maybe there's magnesium, there's calcium, or the whey, right? What was it, Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet eating her curds and whey? Yeah. No, that never really sounded very delicious, but neither does yogurt. Maybe it's the whey in the yogurt. I could eat frozen yogurt. With a whole bunch of, like, M&Ms on it and strawberry topping. Unfortunately, that doesn't work. I mean, we're talking about the white curdly yogurt. I get nauseous just thinking about it in the grocery store. Now, but maybe if you're going to go and grab a Yoplait, let's say, you are probably, you know, like those 80s commercials, those women eating Yoplait, they were all very skinny looking and pretty. I remember trying to do that, and I was like, this isn't working. I'm, like, looking in the mirror as I'm doing it. I go, this is not working, Mom. Well, you got to eat it for years. I'm like, I can't do it, Mom. I can't do it. Give me your fruit. Let me put your fruit on my yogurt. Here, you take the white stuff. I'll take the fruit. I mean, I guess I could make it work. I could try. But anyway, people who are going to reach for the yogurt are probably healthier in general. All right, so they probably, even though the study tried to control out for that, it may just be if you're the type of person that's going to eat yogurt, you're probably not the type of person that's going to have a bear claw for breakfast or a bagel and cream cheese. Okay, now, have I ever lost weight eating yogurt? Absolutely. Whenever I want to lose weight, I go hit the yogurt. All right, but it's because it decreases my appetite. I'm so busy making funny faces and that I probably don't eat more. Okay. Obese children are now at risk for fatty liver disease, the non-alcoholic kind. There's a study now saying they have an increased risk for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, hypertension, and heart problems. High blood pressure and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, they say, is one of the emerging health problems. In the disease, improper storage of these fatty cells take place, and it already is affecting 10% of children in America. How can you tell? Well, you could do an ultrasound. All right, and they could see if there's fatty liver. Also, you could do a blood test, and if the liver enzymes are rising, it really scares me to think that we're looking at kids that have that. They say in the starting phase, around 36% of the group even had high blood pressure. At 48 weeks, 21% of the group had persistent high blood pressure. Now, what does fatty liver do? Well, the fatty liver puts you more at risk, of course, for diabetes, puts you more at risk for liver disease, and it's, and then, of course, later cardiovascular disease. And we're talking about kids. These are age 2 to 17. Remember I told you a couple years ago that we need to start looking at kids and their cholesterol? And there was a study that came out saying start doing blood tests on your 2-year-olds. And I know some of us are like, wait a second. Okay, obviously whoever, you know, came up with this doesn't have a kid. Okay, because no kid is going to let you sit there and draw their blood. But I was able to start running my kids' blood when they were about 10 years old. Without them throwing an absolute poo-poo fit. And, we found their cholesterol was starting to rise. Now, keep in mind, the cholesterol range for these little kids is lower, right? So like a 179 cholesterol for you, you may be like, I'm 179, I'm good. That's going to be high for a kid. So you need to, be on the watch for that. So I would suggest, before your kids get non-alcoholic, hepatitis, okay, or fatty deposition, to make sure that, do some blood work, make sure you're watching what they eat, etc. Vitamin D screenings, the very expensive vitamin D test that's driving everybody crazy because everybody thinks they're deficient in vitamin D. Apparently now the United States Preventive Services Task Force says, you know what, you don't need to do them all the time now. There's not enough evidence that vitamin D screening is beneficial. I was wondering when that was going to come because with Obamacare, a lot of insurance companies don't want to pay for it. The group found that the threshold for vitamin D deficiency has not been established well enough. Remember I brought that up? 95% of my patients are low in vitamin D because you have to be above 30. Yet I believe it was the Institute of Medicine that said if we drop that level to 20, most people are fine. All right. So if they figure out what the guideline is, right now we have millions of you walking around going, I'm vitamin D deficient. I need to go out into the sun. I need to, even though I do think sunlight is healthy, with the exception of melanoma and skin cancer. But many of you are like, oh my gosh, I'm vitamin D deficient. And then we spend money checking the vitamin D, checking your parathyroid, etc. Some of you guys are taking 50,000 units of vitamin D, and then you have to get your kidneys checked, etc. Well, if they figure out what the hell the guidelines really need to be, all right, then maybe a lot of us don't have to go through that. You know, the vitamin D tests run anywhere from $50 to $220. Okay, that's a lot of money. And we're saying vitamin D deficiency increases mortality and diabetes and cancer, et cetera. So everybody's all freaking out that they are going to have, unfortunately, they're going to have, cancer, et cetera. And do we really have good enough studies? Do we have enough? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Teenagers are starting to be using more and more of their parents' sleep drugs, anti-anxiety, and even getting more of these medications. University of Michigan researchers found that teens are now being prescribed anti-anxiety or sleep medications, and they may be up to 12 times more likely to abuse those drugs illegally than teens who have never received a prescription. The study was published in the Journal of Addictive Behaviors. Researchers surveyed more than 2,700 high school and middle school students, middle school, you're talking about 12-year-olds from the Detroit area, and discovered almost 9% had been actually prescribed Xanax, Valium, Klonopin, Ambien for your 12-year-old, Lunesta, Restoril at some point in their lives. Investigators found that more than 3% of students had a current prescription during the study. These students were 10 times more likely to obtain anti-anxiety or sleep medications illegally, and therefore now starting to try to obtain illegal pills. Okay, now we know that Xanax is one of the most highly abused drugs now in high schools, even more so than marijuana. But we're having kids prescribe them originally. One of the reasons why I don't prescribe these to kids is because I don't know when to take them off. And I feel like I better not start if I can't finish. So I get them to the right doctor that can work with them appropriately. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming up, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
From the makers of Rocket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Rocket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at RocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. RocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.